Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Energy of June. This is Deanna Durrell, and in this week's blog, we are looking at what is June about, what is the message of the month, and how can you be prepared and really manifest and magnetize and harness your dreams and go with the energy instead of fighting against it. So June is the sixth month of the year. In numerology, six is all about manifestation from the inside out. So looking at your internal world and knowing that you can really bring forward those dreams and desires that have been hidden or have felt just like they're out of reach in some way. June is also a very light month. Six is also the energy of family and love and having things go your way. It's a beautiful, beautiful energy. And the card I pulled for everyone is from the Power Tarot cards by Doreen Virtue. I got the Six of Ariel. Archangel Ariel is all about helping you tune into your divine wisdom, tune into your intuition, your spiritual nudgings to birth something that's really important to you. Traditionally, Ariel helps with anything related to the natural world, the material world, and helping you to anchor in those dreams so that it's coming from a solid place. And the card itself says, material needs get fulfilled in magical and unexpected ways. Acts of kindness, giving or receiving with a grateful heart. And it's no accident that, right, of all of the Ariel options in this deck, we got six. Again, that number six is following us everywhere. So let's say you want to bring in more money or a new relationship, whatever's been in your mind, replaying in your mind, this is the month where you can make some really great traction, but you've got to put in the work. So what does this mean? This means you're in a co-creative process with the universe, so taking daily action towards the manifestation of your dream, and at the same time, embodying and acting as if it's already here, so that there's nothing that you need, it's something that you are calling forth. Right, I like to think of our deepest dreams as these beautiful, lights behind a curtain. We just have to pull the curtain back and say, "Hey, I'm meeting you halfway. I see you. Let's come on the journey with me. You don't have to be in the shadows and the darkness anymore." And a lot of the manifestations that may happen for you in June are a direct result of you acting from your intuitive nudges to give, to show kindness, to show love, even when it's not shown to you. Can you go with a fearless heart and just give and receive from this space of trust and faith? And if you look at the card, you may get your own messages, but what I notice is this overflow of abundance of fruit around this beautiful angel. So there's more than enough to go around. If you've let any kind of thoughts of scarcity or not enough invade your mind or your body or space, release them. And one of my favorite prayers to do that is, from the goddess within and all around me, I now release and reject anything that is out of alignment with my higher self. Have a fantastic, fantastic month. And if you enjoyed this week's message and you would like more, you may book a reading for yourself at the website, or just hit reply to this email. And thank you so much for being a part of the family, of the online family. I wish you a magical and manifesting filled June.